The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments lost in time. Like tears in the rain.
Coming to you from the frustrated incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Vince.
Hello.
We're going to get Molly.
Great. Gotta go hit the Molly.
For the four people we get then.
Yeah, there we go.
How you doing?
I'm tired.
Yeah, we're finally back. Took last week off because I had the flu. Everybody here had the flu. I think everybody's sick of something.
I'm sick of something.
Yeah, I'm sick of everything. Speaking of that, coming up on this week's show, we'll talk this insane NBA betting story.
Oh, bro.
It's going to get worse and worse. Bigger names are going to come out, but wait till they get to the NFL.
Yeah, no shit. Do the NFL next, fuckers. You won't.
Right. UFOs, Trump, Israel, Ukraine, a lot more. Top 10 for this week in honor of Halloween. Top 10 spooky comic book characters. So we'll get into that. All right, Vince, let's start with some TV news. X-Men 97 has been renewed for a third season. This was announced last week at New York City Comic Con. Season 2 will release summer of next year. So a little bit of a wait before the next season, and then we're getting a third. So there you go.
That's all right. I haven't watched the first one yet.
Yeah, I haven't either. We're getting, apparently the, true crime is a big thing because people watching the Ed Gein thing and stuff like that. But Peacock has a show called Devil in Disguise, John Wayne Gacy, that just, debuted last week. It's an anthology series, but they already know what the next one will be, and it has been greenlit. Devil in Disguise, second season. The Night Stalker, Richard Ramirez. So, you like your weird murder porn thing? There you go. So,
I don't like any of that shit.
I don't either. I watch the real news. It's scary enough.
Yeah, I don't know why we have to fucking embellish this shit.
Yeah.
I don't like, everybody's like, oh, he's so evil. And then you're just glued to it.
Right.
You're just watching it. You're getting off on it.
Yeah.
God, you're fucked up. This whole society's fucked up, by the way.
It is. On a different note, Pop Culture Jeopardy will get a second season on Netflix, so I didn't even know that was a thing, but there you go. Jeopardy hasn't been a thing since Trebek left us. So
that is absolutely the most correct statement I've ever heard.
Yes.
I cannot. No, I don't even watch it now.
I think I watched one when Blossom tried to host. And it was just unbearable.
Whoa! So,
yeah. Now, Joey Lawrence was doing it.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, in a All minute. In.
Joey Lawrence with the Trebek mustache? Fuck yeah.
Poor Nimick.
Looking like Michael Knight? Hell yeah.
Fucking have poor Nimick on there?
Mm-hmm.
David Faustino?
Oh.
I'd fucking watch it if Faustino was doing it.
Yeah, good shit. Do you remember the old Fox show Prison Break?
Mm-hmm.
Reboot, coming to Hulu. So there you go. No new ideas. This is a new idea, kind of. Sopranos creator David Chase, back with HBO, and is now developing a new limited series. So it's like a one season deal. Guess what it's about, Vince?
I don't know. Wop on wop crime.
It's not Italians. No, hard eye. Project MK Ultra.
Oh. No wonder it's only going to be one season.
Yes. Yeah. This was announced this week. We're getting an adult animated G.I. Joe Transformers crossover series.
Sure.
This is based on Robert Kirkman's Energon Universe comic series that's going on now. They're saying it will be adult focused in the similar vein to how Invincible is. Grimlock gonna eat somebody.
I don't know, man. It's a goddamn kids show.
The Energon Universe comics are good. I'm curious to see how they do the animated series. So, next story here is proof that Hollywood's just throwing shit against the wall and seeing what sticks. Coming to you from M. Night Shyamalan Ding Ding, a live-action scripted TV series based on Mattel's Magic 8-Ball.
But why?
I literally, unless they do it like a monkey's paw, like horror thing, but I doubt it. So, there you go.
I wish everyone would just see him for who he is. A Kmart fucking Rod Serling.
That's... You thought my statement was true. There is the true statement. So.
I mean, I like the Twilight Zone. I mean, some of his movies are okay.
Yeah.
What was the one where they're in the... they're in the woods. It's like medieval times or something.
Oh, I know which. Yeah, I can't think of the name of it, though.
And somebody had said, oh, yeah, I saw that. I said, let me guess. They escape, and it's like modern day.
And they're like, yeah, how'd you know? Well,
yeah. I was like, oh.
Last thing for TV news here. Netflix is not the only game in town when it comes to inaccurate castings. Let's call it that. Sky TV has cast, guess who they have cast as Mozart?
A black guy.
No, a British Japanese guy.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes, you played the wrong note. Ding a ding a ding. Get down.
I cannot hear the music.
There'll be a gong. So, yeah.
Jungle Boogie.
For the two people to get that. I don't care. I don't. It makes us happy.
Oh yeah. I will play at the Mozart.
bring a Godzilla. He play a drum.
Oh, fuck. Godzilla in that?
I might watch it then.
Yeah. I might watch it then.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to some movie news. And we start with a passing here. Diane Keaton. Best known for her roles in The Godfather, and that she won an Oscar for Annie Hall, passed away last week at the age of 79. She was her and Steve Martin, right? Didn't they do a movie?
Sure.
I'm probably thinking of somebody else, but of course, just go watch Godfather 1 and 2 because there is no third movie. So. There you go. And don't watch anything from Woody Allen. So,
well, that leaves out fucking half of her fucking...
Right?
What's the Woody Allen movie where it's like a sci-fi movie and she was in it? I watched part of it.
Misa no no hey has said stepdaughter? Yeah. Is that it?
Me, your child!
Tentacles?
Oh, I'll give you money, Oy vey. Sorry.
I hate you.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
I'm only 11.
I was trying to take a drink of the tea because, you know, my throat's all fucked up from the flu. And here I hee hee and I'm like, I'm gonna die.
I'm only 11. Don't be my sugar.
God, matzo balls and miso. God.
Oh, boy.
Ugh.
Sweet and sour matzo balls.
Ugh. I'm sure they are. Looks like after the terrible box office that the latest Tron movie has done, that Disney is going to retire the Tron movie franchise. So it really seems like Jared Leto is box office cancer, which makes me really sad for the upcoming Masters of the Universe movie. So
maybe just because nobody wants to see fucking Tron.
That could be.
I loved the first one when I was a kid.
Yep.
It was cool. The second one was kind of goofy.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm still holding out for He-Man that it's going to be good. But.
And then I was like, so you brought a digital construct over to the real world.
Yes.
What? And then this third one had nothing to do with apparently the second one. I mean, nobody else was in it.
Yeah, like Cameron Monaghan's in it for like literally 10 seconds. And then he gets rezzed. And it's like, huh?
Who was Flynn's kid? Was he in it?
I don't know. I have no idea. But it looks like you don't have to worry about any more Neutron movies.
So yay!
We have another passing, Vince. This one's sad. Legendary artist Drew Struzan. You probably don't know the name, but you do know his work. This was the guy that did all the posters for the original 6 Star Wars movies. He did the posters for Back to the Future, Blade Runner, Indiana Jones, all the really cool movie posters. Passed away at the age of 78 after Alzheimer's is what got him.
Damn. So
that sucks. So back in the day, you would see movie posters, and I'd be like, that's cool. Movie might suck, but the poster was cool, you know? But all his were awesome. Vince, it looks like from Warner Brothers, we are getting, and let's see, who's going to direct this? Colin Trevorrow, who did the Jurassic World things. Live-action Jetsons.
Yeah.
And guess who is in talks to be George?
Idris Elba.
Don't fucking tempt him. Jim Carrey.
I'm all right with that.
I ain't gonna watch it. I ain't a big Jim Carrey guy anymore. So
I'm not a Jetsons guy.
Yeah, that's true.
Are the Flintstones gonna be below him?
Now, don't be doing that. Because you know that's what happened. I still believe that fan theory.
That Easter egg that the Flintstones are down there.
Yep.
Yeah.
It looks like we are getting 2 separate remakings, because this movie has been remade 100 times, of A Christmas Carol. The first, directed by Robert Eggers, the first one directed by Ty West, will star Johnny Depp as Ebenezer. I was like, I don't know about that one. But the second one here, directed by Robert Eggers, has Willem Dafoe as Ebenezer.
They can both pull it off.
Probably. And I do like Ty West's movies, like the Maxine movies. So yeah. I might watch them both just to see. But man, Dafoe as Ebenezer, that's good casting. I don't care who you are. Last thing for movie news, and this kind of bleeds into all parts because it is Warner Brothers has admitted, yes, we are for sale. And apparently the Paramount has made 3 offers. All of those offers have been declined due to being not enough money. At least it has to do with stock price and purchase and all that. But the other company is reportedly interested in buying Warner Brothers. And everything Warner Brothers has, which is AEW Wrestling, DC Comics, all of their archive, you know, everything. Apple, Amazon, Netflix, and NBC Universal. So
Disney didn't jump at that?
That's a good I have not seen Disney be interested in any of the reports. Now, could they come in at the last, you know, last minute and make a giant offer? Yeah, for sure. But what's this mean for like AEW? If Netflix buys it, you're not going to run AEW and WWE on their same thing, would you? So I don't know. If it goes to Amazon, maybe I'll get shit on Prime. Who knows? So,
Looney Tunes, baby.
That's right. All right, let's get to some comic book news. Let's see. James Tynion IV, it doesn't look like his only DC mature book will be The Nice House by the Sea. It was announced at Comic-Con. Swamp Thing is Killing the Children. Is a crossover between Swamp Thing and his Something is Killing the Children comic. So it's going to be a one-off Swamp Thing horror book. So we'll see. It'll sell because people like his writing, apparently. Also announced at Comic-Con, in the aftermath of the current DC KO event, we're getting almost like another imprint from DC. Like DC has Vertigo and stuff like that, but this is called DC Next Level. They have announced the books. Let's see. 8 new series will be launched as part of the line coming next year. Batwoman, a Barbara Gordon book, Deathstroke, Etrigan the Demon, Firestorm, Shadow of the Bat, Lobo, and Zatanna. The only creators we know is Scotty Young is going to go on Lobo, so that should be fun. And Greg Rucka is going back to Batwoman. So it looks like the first one will be Batwoman launching in March. So, those are some, like, I don't want to say B-list characters, but in the right hands, any character can be really good. So we'll see. Let's see. The only other thing I have is if you've been paying attention to Marvel lately, you've noticed that since July, there has not been a solo Iron Man book. That will end early 2026, announced at Comic-Con. Iron Man is coming back with his own solo book with what they call superstar writer Joshua Williamson. So there you go. You're getting Iron Man back. Yay. Drunk guy in a suit of armor. So
there
you go.
Yay.
Yay. All right. Your recommendations for books that have come out the last couple of weeks since we've been off. Fantastic Four and Disney's Gargoyles together for a one-shot. Thundercats 19, One World Under Doom, Issue 8. That series, that event is about over. G.I. Joe 12, Ninja Turtles Shredder number 2, Sinisters 6 number 1. This is the new X-Men event. It's not Age of Apocalypse, it's Age of something. So there you go. John Carpenter's Tales for a Halloween Night, Volume 11. There's that. Herculoids number 9 and Blue Falcon and Dino Mutt issue 2. So, all right. Let's go to some wrestling news this week. There was a lot of WWE cuts in the last couple of weeks, mostly to developmental and the WWE ID program. Apparently, the cuts, according to reports, the cuts were not budget related. They have over 130 people in developmental and hire more regularly. They've said if they don't think you're progressing fast enough or they feel like you don't have what it takes to be on the main roster within 18 months, you will probably be fired. So, but there's only X amount of main roster spots. So why do you keep hiring people? You know what I mean?
Right.
It doesn't really make sense. Well, I know why you're hiring them. So the competition that you don't call competition doesn't get them. So, but speaking of somebody that was fired, Andrade, fired by WWE, showed up on AEW and now is no longer. The Andrade situation apparently could end up in court because the word is apparently WWE is going to try to keep him out of the ring for a year because they said he breached his contract when he was terminated. Apparently there's a clause in there that if they fire you with cause or without, that they can hold you from working for up to 1 year. So he's probably going to try to fight that in court. But who knows? Because saying you can't work for a year because you got fired from your last job, that's, I don't know.
Right.
That's pretty damn shady. I didn't like the no competes anyway, but because it's usually 90 days if you're main roster. But a year? Damn. So, it came out last week, and this explains a lot with WWE. WWE has a contract with Rider AI. So they are using AI to help write their storylines now.
Let them.
And apparently it leaked out that they fed the AI program, here's what WWE is and everything. And it pitched the storyline where Bobby Lashley, who the AI thought was still with the company, would come back as a wrestler who was obsessed with Japanese culture and history. Yeah, you might want to upgrade the AI there, kids, because one, he ain't in the company, two, he black. So
why would you?
Because they're going to try to cut the budget more. Got to get those profit margins up.
Just fucking hire Melissa Joan Hart already and make her fucking do it.
Right.
Or is she done with that now? After how many years? She's probably like, nah.
Yeah, she's probably. Well, go somewhere I know else. Her and Topanga are like AEW fans, so, you know, we'll see. Last thing for wrestling, and this popped up last night, Abdullah the Butcher, who's 84, apparently is in the hospital with very bad health issues. So Abby may not make it through the week, so I don't know if anybody has him in the Deadpool, but Hep C's a bad deal. He's had that for years, so. Mm. All right, that's all I got for wrestling news. Vince, you got anything for video games? Last couple weeks.
Borderlands 4 post-launch roadmap includes seasonal event, paid DLC, and its first raid boss. I don't know anyone playing this fucking game.
Really?
I don't. I'm not playing it. They changed the terms of service, and that fucking company's fucked up. Fuck that game.
Ah.
Ark Raiders. Have you heard of this game?
Yes, I was. Somebody was playing it, and I watched a little bit.
They did their server slam last week, and it was amazing. It went well. Now they're going full out.
Yeah.
I don't know whether this company is paying all the YouTubers to say how good this game is. Somebody in the comments of one that I was watching said, it's funny how all you guys are have the same format and saying the exact same thing as the other YouTubers about this game. But they're all saying it's really, really, really fucking good.
Now, is that the money talking, or is that the actual gameplay?
That's
the question.
That's the thing. I was watching the doc play the other day, and the AI in the game is extraordinarily good.
Really?
Yeah, the NPCs are... He was shooting at some fucking robot thing, and it... From across the map, and it came after him.
Oh, shit.
No, it's...
Like three guys getting out of a car and they all take off on brooms at the exact same time. Yeah, it's weird.
Yes. Yeah, it's really good. I don't know, it looks cool, but I don't know. Everybody's talking about it.
It's still the question shit. Of is it the money or is it the game? So
right.
Yeah.
The Sinking City 2 delayed until 2026 as Frogwares explains war and genre switching related struggles. So if you like this first Sinking City, which I know a few people do, you're going to have to wait. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it happens.
Battlefield 6 players are bitching about unrealistic skins.
They get huggy wuggy too?
Fucking Art the Clown.
Yeah, right.
I'm still waiting for Jay and Silent Bob. How come I can't have Jay and Silent Bob?
That ain't no shit, yeah.
Halo Campaign Evolved announced for PS5, Xbox Series, and PC due out in 2026. I cannot believe they put the PS5, they're doing PS5 shit for it.
Yeah.
That's nice. I mean...
Money talks.
Well, I think the CEO of Sony came out the other day and said, look, we don't want to really get into exclusives.
Right. You know? We would like to make money.
I think that's where they're all going. I think they're seeing that, like, how is Sony still afloat? Oh, they're selling shit to everyone.
Yep.
Huh. Who would have thought?
Funny how that works.
The Simpsons. Gotta call Timmy. The Simpsons comes to Fortnite as Springfield starts taking over the island. Yep. Fortnite's mini-season will revolve around the popular cartoon and its iconic characters like Homer and Marge Simpson. We're landing at Moe's first.
Yes, we are.
We have to.
I do know the Battle Pass. Allegedly, there is a Simpsonized Peely. Bart. Bart in like a mecha suit. I think Blanky the Fish.
Yeah.
As like Trigger Fish.
Yeah.
And then I'm sure, I think Mo is one of them, because we got to land at Mo's. But, yeah, I imagine a lot of skins are going to be in the store.
Apparently, there are trees already popping up in the game. As fans know, the treehouse where Bart and his friends like to hang out and read comics.
Yep.
It's already in the game, they think. It's up by Creepy.
Oh, is it?
It's on the corner, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll find out in a week.
In a week? God damn, it's a week?
Yeah.
You know fucking Halloween is Friday?
Yeah.
Where has this fucking year gone?
Exactly. We were just saying that the other day.
The last thing I have.
Oh, this story. Jesus.
Ludicrous. A ludicrous $6 billion. Counter-Strike 2 skins market crash. Loses $3 billion overnight.
Yep.
Game update destroys inventories, collapses markets. I think it's hilarious. Valve pushed a, quote, small update to Counter-Strike 2 yesterday that mostly consisted of minor optimization tweaks, along with changes to how hard it is to acquire certain skins in-game. A lot of people will be familiar with how Counter-Strike market works. Just like everything in the Valve Steam thing, you can sell shit. It's player-to-player, meaning anyone with a rare item can sell it to another person for real money.
Yep.
These transactions often land in the hundreds of thousands range for the most desirable items, with an AK-47 skin even crossing the $1 million mark recently.
Jesus.
It's like an industry of its own where many seasoned players have made their homes collecting cosmetics that are speculated to appreciate in value over time for profit. There are several tiers for these, with the highest gold category reserved exclusively for knives and gloves. Previously, only random loot boxes, cases, could get you there these coveted items. But now you can trade 5 covert items to obtain 1 gold tier knife or glove, making it significantly less difficult and, by extension, valuable.
Right.
For the average player, this is anything but a welcome change. This is from Tom's Hardware, by the way. Especially if you're someone new to the game, it lowers the barrier of entry and even makes skin trading less intimidating for experience. But if you're into this shit, it just killed it. I believe a YouTuber, CoffeeZilla, do you ever watch his shit? He did a story.
I have a couple times, yeah.
He did a story on this where it's almost like a mafia type thing. Yep. There's people in Russia who run these sites. Not only can you sell them in Steam, but you can sell them through third-party markets and make money. This is a game changer. I mean, this literally just tanks everything, which is great. I've got over 1,000 hours in Counter-Strike. I've never seen a knife.
Yep.
Ever. Even a low tier one, I never saw one. But of course, I didn't really loot box that much. But this is, for us, it doesn't fucking matter. It is what it is. But if you're collecting this stupid shit and buying it, then you get the pain and torment.
Well, that one, you sent me that thing, that one guy that offed himself.
Oh, yeah.
Because of it.
Yeah, it's bad. I mean, it's bad for how much money these fuckers have lost, but, you know.
Well, that guy said before he did it that, you know, he lost his entire life savings.
Why are you sticking? Well, and the thing is that this article also highlights that, quote, the truth is that these items were never truly yours to begin with.
Right.
Valve makes that pretty clear in the terms and conditions, which state that any content or service purchased from Steam is licensed to you, not owned. It's just a fun game. But, I mean, mixed between Steam selling their shit, you know, in between, you know, person to person, and also the third-party markets, it's awful. I have told this story before. My son, we played Team Fortress a lot.
Yep.
And my son unboxed and created a special hat. And he kept getting these random people. He was just a little kid. He kept getting these random people messaging him. And my buddy JJ, you remember Gerald?
Yep.
From the W.
Yep.
He said, "Where did you get that hat?" I'm like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" I said, "All these people keep bugging him for it." He's like, "Oh, he got this hat that everybody wants."
Yeah.
He sold it for over $300.
Yeah.
It went right into his fucking Steam account.
Crazy.
A fucking hat.
Yeah.
But I think Steam had to, I think they were getting regulatory pressure.
I probably Securities and Exchange was looking in, and yeah, we got to fix this or we're going to get shut down.
Good. Get rid of the fuckers. I just want to play fucking Counter-Strike again.
Yeah.
I don't care about other. I just want to play fucking video games.
Yep.
I might start playing Counter-Strike again. I don't know. Yeah, it's hilarious.
Well, I mean, it's sad for the guy that killed himself, you know. But, yeah.
Video game shit. You couldn't have invested that in gold.
Right.
Be like a normal schizo and fucking invest that in crypto like the rest of us. God damn, man.
Real, yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying.
I know it.
If you got all that money stuck somewhere, just fucking invest that. Put that all in crypto.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
The only thing I have is Marvel Rivals just launched their version of Horde Rush, Marvel Zombies. Right now it's limited to the only players you can use are Punisher, Blade, Thor, Jeff, and Magic. But it's fun. You get cosmetics and stuff like this. So there's, of course, different levels of difficulty, but you can upgrade your characters as you go. So it's actually pretty fun. So for the two of us that still play Rivals.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. All right. That's all I got.
And that's all right.
Get into some music news here. Former Lost Prophets singer Ian Watkins murdered at Wakefield Prison in Yorkshire while he was serving a 29-year sentence for diddling the kids.
Can you believe it?
pardon the guys. Yeah. Yeah, killed with a knife last Saturday morning. So, ain't gonna cry over that one. Let's see. Next thing here, basically everything else is just music news this week is all death. D'Angelo, R&B singer from the 90s and early 2000s, passed away this last week at the age of 51. Family said cancer. So.
That sucks.
Yeah. And then probably the biggest one is Ace Frehley, founding guitarist of Kiss, passed away at the age of 74. Apparently there was a fall and he hit his head and there was a brain bleed and just never came out of it. So
it was the New York groove.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the last thing I have for music news is the passing of Sam Rivers, the bass player and backing vocalist for Limp Bizkit, passed away at the age of 48. No cause of death given. So,
well, thank God we still have Vinnie Vincent.
That's right. Wow.
He dies.
Yeah. Be a sad day.
It's gonna be a sad day.
All right, that's it for music news. Time for Song of the Week. We'll plug our friends, and when we come back, we'll be time for our top 10 list of spooky comic book characters. We'll be right back.
The Mark Order Podcast is the only show you need if you're looking for dedicated coverage of everything AEW on the Shining Wizards Network. Join us live on YouTube every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. Eastern after Dynamite to chat along with the show. If you can't join us live, listen to us on your favorite podcast platform. Follow us on all social channels at Mark Order Pod and use the hashtag #JoinTheMarkOrder. Because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
G'day guys, my name is Thomas, one half of the Brocast podcast. With our podcast, we go back and watch wrestling events from WWE, WWF, WCW, ECW, AEW, and many other wrestling promotions. You can check us out on Twitter at The Brocast, that's THEBROKAST, and you can also download all episodes on Apple Podcasts, Castbox, Castro, and many other podcast apps.
Like your music heavy, then check out Radioactive Metal on the Shining Wizards Network. For over 16 years now, Radioactive Metal has been one of the longest running podcasts. Over the years, we've interviewed some legendary metal acts, had some awesome discussions, and cranked a hell of a lot of tunes. So join your cool Uncle Snowy and his co-host Aaron for the audio mosh pit that is Radioactive Metal here on the Shining Wizards Network.
What's up, folks? It's your boy, the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Ray, inviting all of you to check out the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Join us as we cover all things current in the world of pro wrestling, as well as paying homage to the old school, the squared circle. So listen in and find out why we are the recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting. Find us on all social media platforms and anywhere you get your podcast from. And as always, we are the proudest members of the Shining Wizards Network and Rant Entertainment Media.
Got 30 minutes to kill?
Come check out 30 Screams or Less, where we review a horror movie in 30 minutes or less. We cover new movies and old ones, too.
We'll give our honest thoughts on the movie, good or shit, as well as a rating of each one that we watch.
New episodes weekly, available on the Shining Wizards Network and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Corey.
Come check us out at 30 Screams or Less.
Well, the action is underway!
What's up, everyone? When on the Shining Wizards Network, be sure to check out Wrestling Night in Canada. If we're not recording another kick-ass podcast,
or playing in punk bands,
or recording kick-ass heavy metal albums,
then we're sitting back, we're grabbing a couple brews, and going over everything to do in the world of pro wrestling.
Because we're from Winnipeg, you idiots.
The Shining Wizards is the greatest wrestling podcast of all time. Don't believe me? Tune in and check us out. We laugh, we cry, we interview some of the greatest people in professional wrestling, and we have some of the greatest segments of all time, including everyone's favorite wrestling game show, Can You Beat That? We're live 6:50 p.m. East on Monday nights on all social media platforms, and we're with you wherever you go on every single streaming and podcasting platform as well. Check us out. Go over to ShiningWizards.com and join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we are back.
Yeah, with the extended paintball commercial.
Yes. All right, time for our top 10 list this week. Spooky comic book characters just in time for Halloween. All right, Vince, your number 10.
Hellboy.
I don't even have him on my list.
I know.
I don't think he's that creepy.
He's not.
Yeah.
I think my for five up, it starts getting...
all twisted.
Yeah.
My number 10, Evil Ernie.
He's my number 9.
There you go. Well, there you go. See? Right. We're getting there.
Yeah.
My number 9 from DC Comics, Eclipso.
Oh.
With his weird diamond shard possession thing. So, number 8.
Man-Thing.
Oh. Almost. Oh. I have Pit at 8.
Oh, shit.
Yes. A little creepy. Number 7.
Morbius.
Nah, it's Morbin time. Shit. This is where I have Man-Thing. So, hard to believe a character like that is the literal guardian of the entire Marvel universe.
Right.
Yeah. So, number six.
Shuma Goroth.
The big tentacle eyeball thingy.
Yeah. I had to work the H.P. Lovecraft in here somehow.
Yeah, that's true. My number six, Etrigan the Demon.
Look at you.
Yeah. I just noticed most of mine are DC. That probably says something.
Yeah.
Number five.
Anton Arcane.
Ah, that's a good one.
Indeed.
Five is where I have Violator from Spawn. I was gonna go clown just because it's a clown, but you know, the real him is worse. Yeah. All right, number four,
Jack Russell, Werewolf by Night.
Night, yes, that's a that was one of the better Marvel things they've put out lately.
Oh,
that
sure.
Limited series, yeah, that was really good. My number four, Vince, do you remember a character called the Creeper?
I do.
Wore like green and red and yellow. It was an old DC character. But yes, that's my number four. So, all right, number three.
Solomon Grundy.
No.
Oh.
Want pants too. Yeah. I love Grundy. Three is where I have Ghost Rider. Take any incarnation. There's been 15, so. Number two.
Dracula.
Oh, this is where I got Grundy.
Grundy.
Oh, crap.
Shit. Yeah, Grundy, Grundy remembers the Lotus Gun.
Yeah, well, that's true. Grundy used to be a gangster. All right. Number one.
Dead Man.
Ah, the Possession guy. That is just creepy, ain't it?
Yeah, he's a ghost.
He's a ghost, yeah, literally. Of course, Vince Hardy knows my number one, so it is the thing from the swamp. Little swampy.
We had this discussion last night.
Yes, we did. He had it narrowed down to two.
We were playing video games together. And we're like, hey, I'm going to guess you're two. He's like, yes. I was like, God damn it.
He knows it's one of them.
I said, guess what mine is.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
All right. We do have some listener picks. Came in from Chris. He says Decalion from Frankenstein Prodigal Son. The Spirit Thing from Revival. Batman Who Laughs. The Actual Crow from The Crow graphic novel, Madness from Venom the Madness, Ghost Rider, Phantom Stranger, The Spectre, Shadow King, Killer Croc, The Corinthian from Sandman, The Ventriloquist and Scarface from Batman. That could, when it's written right, that is extremely creepy and spooky. Joker and Scarecrow. So, thank you for Chris for your picks there. All right, Vince, it's that time of the show where we go to Clown World and did you see the stories? No gambling allowed.
Right. Shit.
First thing here is Prince Andrew will no longer be known as the Duke of York. After discussion with the king, we have concluded the continued accusations about me distract from the work of His Majesty and the royal family, according to a statement. He'll still get the stay in his Windsor home, which he has on his own private lease. His ex-wife, Sarah Ferguson, will no longer be known as the Duchess of York, but their daughters will continue to have the title of princess. So, enjoy, UK, I guess. I don't know.
How are they princesses?
Well, technically, their dad is still technically a prince because he was the queen's son, so can't really drop the parental part, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't realize he was.
Yeah, he was like born
little
from,
brother.
Yeah. Last week, California governor, that guy out there, signed a bill, aka the Glock ban. The Glock ban will take effect July 1st, 2026, banning the sale of new Glock pistols and Glock-style clones in California. So the Democrat-sponsored legislation, fashioned as a response to the use of Glock switches, which are already illegal, they're federally prohibited plastic pieces that you can put on the back of your Glock slide to make it shoot full auto, which is retarded, but... So we'll just ban all Glocks. This is going to go to court, so...
Yeah, ban all Glocks. How the fuck is that supposed to fix anything?
You ain't getting mine. So
they'll just buy high points.
Yeah, well, then they'll shoot themselves. So
hey, you just gotta wear down the fucking the feed ramp in a high point. Get your grinder, grind it down a little bit, polish it, and it'll fucking it's butter.
Palmetto Armory just stock just went through the roof with Glock bans, so Mexican criminals are now offering Chicago gangs up to $50,000 if they kill ICE agents. Like you do. It's going to get so much worse, people don't know. Vince, our old friends over there at Spotify, have banned Nick Fuentes' podcast after it hit number one on the charts just days after it was allowed onto the platform.
Yeah, it did better than everybody.
Yeah, it did better than Rogan.
By a bunch.
And they're like, oh, nope, can't have that. He's banned. So.
Yeah, we can't have him talking about how bad things are.
Right, exactly. Back in the day... Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, you remember that was Kamala's pick for VP. Tampon Tim signed a driver's license for all law. And when he signed it, he said, now they're not going to be able to vote with these. It's just so they can drive. Well, and now it's come out, according to Minnesota election officials, they have confirmed that, yes, illegal aliens can vote in state elections using those driver's license. You remember when we had a country? I don't.
Yeah, Reagan.
Yeah, well, yeah. Next story here, let's stay in Minnesota. Or no, this is Wisconsin, sorry. A black Milwaukee family says an officer-involved shooting that killed their son, Elijah Wilkes, was justified, saying their son pulled a gun and struck an off-duty officer before the officer returned fire during a traffic altercation. Black family said, yeah, their son got it, and he deserved it. Huh?
They're a bunch of Uncle Toms.
Shit. Speaking of, Trump's current and former U.S. ambassadors to Israel, Mike Huckabee and David Friedman, performed a rendition of Sweet Home Alabama in Israel titled Sweet Home Jerusalem. The lyrics were changed to push, forget this, Greater Israel, which I've been told was a conspiracy theory and not a real thing.
Tired of being right all the time.
Yeah, it gets tiring. Patrick Hanley, a Democrat running for Illinois State Senate, posted a video doxing the live locations of ICE agents and encouraging people to call and harass the hotel that they were staying at. How do you, what,
who?
You're some guy running for state senate in Illinois. You're going to fuck around. You're going to get the Insurrection Act and martial law. I'm telling you, that's where it's going. And then we get this. ICE arrested an illegal alien truck driver from India in Oklahoma. Guess what was on his ID that was issued in New York?
What?
Quote, no name given, end quote.
How?
New York.
And New they York, still, New
and they
York.
Still gave him the ID, and he, yeah. But then you had this. I'm sure everybody's probably seen the footage. The California driver who killed several people and had a CDL was confirmed is an illegal from India, confirmed as Shahasna Parit Singh. Take it to the prom in the big old truck. Yeah. Get out the way, because I don't give a fuck. Yeah. So, yeah. Apparently, California has given over 62,000 CDL permits to illegal aliens.
So are they taking these classes, or are they just getting in?
They're just giving them the thing. They're failing the exams because they can't read English. And they're just giving them, yeah, here, go drive a truck.
Make strictly sure you vote, Punjabi, baby.
Make sure you vote Democrat. H-1B, baby.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
We got to get rid of all these Punjabs.
Yeah, we do. The race-based districts thing that is up at the Supreme Court, the lawyer for the NAACP was arguing this case because everybody wants to redistrict because all the gerrymandering and bullshit. He said that the race-based districts are needed because, quote, white Democrats did not vote for black Democrat candidates.
That's,
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all Whitey's fault somehow.
Even if you're a Democrat, it's still Whitey's fault.
Yep, that's right.
Isn't that funny? Wow, yeah. It sounds like we said that shit before.
Yep. You step out of line, anything they say, and it's no matter what party you're on. So, the Australian Safety Commissioner has basically ordered Elon, to which he laughed and said, no, fuck you, to block anyone from sending the video of Ariana's murder on the train in North Carolina. She basically, the Safety Commissioner of Australia wants it gone because it's racist.
Against who? The white girl that got stabbed?
Oh, no. The black guy. It's racist against him. Yeah.
Who's this stupid cunt?
The Australian Safety Commissioner.
Fuck off, bitch.
Yeah. Speaking of him, DeCarlos Brown Jr., the man that murdered her, just had his death penalty court hearing pushed back to next year.
Sure.
The hearing will be delayed until April, and the reason for the delay in the public filings that anyone can see has been completely redacted. So yeah,
is he out on the street or is he in jail?
He's currently still locked up, but by the way, I don't care about the group chat because of that. So
oh Jesus, man, did you have that story about the group chat?
No, I don't care about it.
Nobody gives a shit about their group chat. We don't give a fuck.
No, we don't care.
Good, say that shit.
John Bolton, who was a national security advisor to Trump and later became a critic, has been charged. 18-count indictment. This is for handling and dissemination of classified information.
You done fucked up, son.
Each count carries a penalty of 10 years, and this is going to be tried under the Espionage Act.
Good. He fucked up.
Yeah.
He's a piece of shit.
Yeah. Yeah. You held on to highly classified material and you were letting people read it. And yeah. You're a spy without saying you're a spy. So
you planted that shit on Trump and he got in trouble for it.
Yep.
That's the worst part. I'm not crazy about Trump.
Yeah.
But you guys fucked up.
You did all this stuff to him.
You did all this stuff.
You had to know it was going to come back. You had to have known.
I don't know. What are you doing? Are you that fucking stupid? Oh, you are.
Yeah.
You are.
Because they thought they would be protected. They thought Kamala was going to get in. It's, you know, slam dunk. We'll never lose again. Trump says he has authorized action in Venezuela. Get ready, because that's going to be a war. Yeah, that's going to be... Well, remember, Venezuela has oil. So... Vince, do you remember we had the story about the dad in Kentucky that said if he saw the guy that killed his son, he was going to kill him?
Yes.
Well, Ronald Exantis, that's the guy who killed his 6-year-old Logan Tipton, stabbed him so hard the tip of the knife bent inside his head, was arrested in Florida for failing to register as a felon. So he is back in jail.
So he lives in Florida now.
Yeah.
Nice. You know, I hear Florida's nice this time of year.
Yeah, that's what I hear. Not as cold. This next story, if you could fucking explain it to me, I would love to know why that Trump is giving $40 billion to Argentina.
Because the president is a Jew there.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Yeah.
The Vatican has announced, and I don't know why, that they are opening a Muslim prayer room at the Vatican. And the prayer rugs will be provided for daily prayers.
I'm just Catholic enough to care about that. It kind of pisses me off. I'm like, why would you do that?
Muslims will see this as they have conquered the Vatican.
Right.
That's how they view things. If they put a mosque in your town, then they claim that they own that town, that they've conquered it.
Right.
It's in their religion. So now they basically say, yeah, we got the Vatican. We got the Holy Roman Empire.
We've had nothing but fucking cocksucking motherfucking popes the last few times, haven't we?
Yep. Ever since John Paul went down. Yeah. I think we're on the last one. Doing that sure pushes that theory along. This next story, I don't know how Sweden isn't on fire right now. In Sweden, an illegal who raped a 16-year-old girl will not be deported. The court's reason? Because the rape didn't last long enough to warrant deportation.
Sweden is really, really left.
Mm-hmm.
And all the women voted for this shit.
Yeah.
So
apparently the rape took place under 10 minutes, so it wasn't long enough to say we have to get him out. So all illegals, if you do your thing, pop your top under 10 minutes, you're safe.
Oh, the Minuteman made it, but he's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If it was my kid, the whole fucking town would be burned down.
The whole country would be
burned
down.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. I'd be on the news.
Oh, I'd be with a fucking smile on my face.
Yep.
Saying things I shouldn't be able to say on TV.
Yeah. France's new interior minister said on TV that the French population should not know how many illegal immigrants are in the country so it doesn't stir up controversy. Just going to leave that there. Literally, politicians telling you, yeah, you shouldn't know because it's worse than you think.
We're not going to teach you to read because we don't want you knowing what's in this Bible.
Right.
Boy, history just keeps circling back around, doesn't it?
Very cyclical, yes.
Nice how that works.
Skynet's a thing. I don't know if you're aware of that, because MIT just built an AI that could rewrite its own code to get smarter. It's called SEAL, Self-Adapting Language Models. Instead of humans fine-tuning it, it reads its own info, rewrites its own words, and then it rewrites its own code. That's frightening. I don't think people understand how frightening, but yes, that's quite frightening. Oh, do I have to do this next story in an Italian accent?
Yes, do it.
FBI Director Cash Patel, he announced on Thursday that 31 people, including several current and former NBA figures, were arrested, part of a federal investigation into organized gambling.
I don't know why
I just turned black.
You went like, if there for a couple words, it was Italian, and it went black, like Southern black.
Yeah.
Shit.
Into organized gambling operations, like the Costa Nostra crime families over there. Among those arrested were Portland Trailblazers head coach and Hall of Famer Chauncey Billups, Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier, former NBA player and assistant coach Damon Jones. The FBI said the investigation, which they called Operation Zen Diagram, uncovered a nationwide gambling ring that defrauded victims of millions of dollars through poker schemes, sports betting manipulation, and crypto laundering. This story, you're going to get bigger names are going to come out.
No, they're not. They're going to keep them hidden because they're just too big. They're too big.
Well,
they're not going to go to jail because they're too big. We can't have them go to jail. They've been doing that a lot here lately. Well, mm-hmm. We can't say their name because they're too big.
I would not be surprised if LeBron's name didn't get brought up in this. The FBI put out that they were wearing, during these poker games, contacts that would let them see through the cards. There's video of NBA players getting signals from people sitting courtside and then miraculously missing shots, or coaches pulling out their best scorers when they're down five with like 10 minutes to go and not playing them for the rest of the game. And
oh, like Caitlin Clark.
Yeah. Now do the NFL.
It's all crooked.
It's all crooked.
Everybody's bitching about Bad Bunny. You should be bitching about who's really winning these games.
Yes.
Why am I really watching these if everybody's just throwing them?
Yep.
You'd have more fun at a goddamn kids rec soccer fucking game.
Well, there was a guy kicking a field goal. I think it was a Vikings kicker. Kicked a field goal and hit the camera wire, which is supposed to be like a do-over, right?
Yeah.
And the refs were like, no, you just missed a field goal. Sorry, your team lost. I'm like, huh? What the fuck? Yeah.
How much are you getting paid?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. The whole thing is a big scam. And you fucking retards still watch this shit.
And Pete Rose should be in the Baseball Hall of Fame. I don't care what you say. All right. Next thing here. In response to the military buildup around Venezuela, the White House official came out and said that Trump will coordinate with Congress, quote, when Maduro's corpse is in U.S. custody, end quote. A president cannot legally go. Well, I say that, but fuck, the rules don't matter anymore to anybody. That goes back to fucking Clinton. So
the rule
goes back to Lincoln.
Rule of law. What rule of law?
Yeah, fucking Lincoln.
The only law that matters is white people.
Yeah,
that's if you're middle class white. The law only pertains to you.
Yeah. And it is, the cops are not there to protect and serve. They don't have to protect you from anything.
Right.
Right. Vince, this next story is interesting. Do you remember the drones that were going around New Jersey last year? Or, yeah, it was last year.
Oh, the ones that were, the conspiracy theory was they were looking for radioactive material?
Yes. Come to find out, a private contractor has took credit for last year's drone pandemonium. The company made the admission, according to a source who spoke with the New York Post. Remember the big UFO scare in New Jersey last year? Well, that was us. Company was flying over New Jersey to test their capabilities and was not required to disclose their activity because of a private government contract. The company recently demonstrated the aircraft at a high-powered army conference.
So the government was involved with
it? Yes. It was a government contractor.
We don't know.
Yeah, that's all they kept saying. And the local cops sure as hell weren't, you know, we literally don't know what the fuck's going on.
Trump, I'm going to find out. I'm going to find out what happened. I'm going to go after it. It's going to be huge.
Yeah. No.
Well, guess what he did?
Nothing.
How
many Epstein people were arrested? Oh, just Lane? Okay, cool. Last story before our happy story. Vince, the UFO thing.
Oh, Jesus Christ, the Three-Eye Atlas thing?
Well, that and the documentary.
There's a documentary?
Yes, that the new trailer is out about the... UFO. I'll let you do 3i. I'll do this one.
Yeah.
Basically, there's a new trailer out. I think it's on Amazon Prime. It's a new UFO documentary where current Secretary of State Marco Rubio admits that UFOs have been observed flying over U.S. nuclear facilities. This is Secretary of State saying it.
No pressure.
Right. The fuck you talking about? What's going on? You know, no follow-up here.
Right.
Now, what was the 3i?
3i Atlas is the quote-unquote comet.
Right.
Heading toward us or Mars here pretty soon. It'll be here on the 29th.
Yay!
Ave Loeb is a scientist who is watching this thing, and he says it may be aliens. Of course, Ave Loeb has also said that he's saying that shit because it's a thought experiment.
It is something.
Take it. You know, do with that information what you will. So, All I know is it's blinking, it's doing all sorts of fun shit, it's changing course.
Yeah.
And Project Bluebeam is
still going strong, apparently.
Werner Von Braun came out and said, look, man, they're going to pull this shit. I don't know when.
They're going to distract you with aliens. And it's going to cover up the big thing.
Yeah. Don't pay attention to it. And that was in the fucking 50s and 60s. So.
Yep. So don't pay any attention to the UFO bullshit. Pay attention to what are they trying to distract you from.
Yeah. Who are they killing?
Yes.
Who are they going to kill?
Yep. And man, I hope the thing you sent me is not right about who. Because if that is, then spicy time, kids. Oh. It's going to be bad. Because he's Russian.
But... No!
All right, let's end on a happy story. Home Depot has started giving out, if you're like in need of a job and want to get into a trade, Home Depot started giving out free training to Americans who want to work in HVAC, carpentry, electricity, be an electrician, or construction. These are not like you got to show up and do a class. These are self-paced. You do your own speed when you have time or want, and you'll earn certificates that you can use on your resume and say, yes, I'm certified to do XYZ. So it's free training, which is very cool.
That's awesome.
That's a very good thing. Even if you're not using it to get a job, you know, you might want to be, especially the electrician and carpentry and construction, just in case shit goes sideways, which it's gonna.
You need to learn a skill, a hard skill.
So you can like, I'll help build your barn if I can have some meat.
Right. Yeah, let me work off my food for the kids and my family. Yeah.
Barter and trade. Just saying. So. All right, Vince, you got any final thoughts for this week?
Keep your stick on the ice. The women don't find you handsome, at least they'll find you handy.
You can't take the high road, take the high ground, and always remember, a naked man does not fear a pickpocket. Bye.
That's right. Bye.